next, I would like to introduce to you Hasty Turner, who is a steel worker and from United Union. Make some noise for him.
Thank you, Danielle. Hard to follow what's just been said, because most of what he's just been said is what I was going to say as well. So just to put it in a context, in Port Talbot today they'll produce 8,000 tonnes of steel. That equates to 8,000 cars. That's how much steel we produce every day in one plant. We've also got a sister plant in Scunthorpe, again producing best part of 5,000 tonne a day. That goes towards the rail, but you mostly came here today on the trains. Every automobile's got steel in it. Every time you open your cupboard, you'll see a tin of beans. Every Heinz can that is produced in this country comes from Port Talbot and goes through Trostra. Just to put into context how important steel is, look around you. Everywhere around you, you will find steel. Every day you're touching steel. But it's not just about steel. To make the tin cans and to fill those tin cans is manufacturing jobs. And we need a manufacturing strategy in this country. David Cameron and his government promised us that and never produced. We got a Theresa May government now that is doing exactly the same. They've made promises. We don't need promises, we need action. So that Tory conference is going on now. I don't want to hear words. I want them to make commitments to the thousands and thousands of UK manufacturing jobs that are out there. We need them. We cannot face an economy without having a manufacturing base. It does not work. That's been proven. If the automobile industry in the UK was to collapse, 160,000 direct jobs would be lost. Then you have on top of that the economy. The economy of every single community that affects. In Port Talbot alone, we would lose shops, hospitals, and we would lose garages. We would lose the whole basics of our communities. I used to work in Ebervale. I've seen it happen. I've seen a once thriving town where everybody had money in their pockets now is one of the most deprived areas in the UK. And they have just voted, not because they wanted to necessarily come out of Europe, but nobody was giving them hope. Nobody was giving them what they required, that belief that there is a future. And if you haven't got that hope, why would you not vote the way you go? Jeremy Corbyn is starting to give people that hope. We are hearing the right noises from the opposition, but it's no good if we don't have a government that is going to support not just manufacturing, not just the jobs, but the whole of our communities. Please get behind our manufacturing industry. Give us the support that we require. Please look around us. What futures have our children got? Zero-hour contracts? Manufacturing gives us good, well-paid jobs. We have to keep them. Please support.